The Ag Enhancement Program paying off. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Since July 1, we have sent out about 1,200 to 1,300 letters. We send out letters daily. We get applications in daily. We send out letters daily. Approving almost $1.5 million for the purchase of either a bull, a better quality bull, and or the equipment.
Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Gibbons says the state's farmers are benefiting from the second year of an initiative supported by the governor and the General Assembly that's allowing producers to better manage their cattle herds and to invest in new ideas to help keep those farms profitable.
We literally have money that's available in any county, even Lake County that doesn't have a big livestock population. We've actually extended some 35% cost share grants there. And for the people who haven't heard about them, we basically have two big programs. We have a 35% cost share for the purchase of a bull that meets certain genetic characteristics, and we would pay up to $700, you know, to the farmer directly from our department for the purchase of that bull once he or she gets approved, you know, applies and gets approved. We'll also pay up to $850 for the purchase of cattle handling equipment.
And the other program is the diversification grants that's targeting farmers that are looking to maybe invest in an agritourism venue or to start raising specialty crops like grapes or even goats.
We're willing to provide 35% cost share grants for that. And on our diversification program, we actually have grants that total up to $10,000. And so people just simply need to apply. They don't have to remember all the details. Just simply call your county agent, call or visit your county agent, and they're all versed on what our programs offer.
Last year, the department funded 152 projects that totaled more than $645,000. Last year's state budget included $4 million for the Ag Enhancement Program. This year, it's up to $6 million. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.